There are moments when God doesn't rescue us from the fire. He walks us straight into it and watches to see us survive. We pray for elevation, and God sends excavation. We long for more of Him, and He begins to remove everything that blocks the view. It feels cruel at first. But what if it's actually a holy invitation? What if the breaking is not punishment, but preparation? One of the most amazing discoveries in your life will be discovering that God is true to His word, and He really didn't leave you when you became broken and fell to your lowest. When you accept the invitation to know God deeper, be warned that it sometimes comes with Him removing anything and anybody that He doesn't have a purpose for in your life. During this season, it will feel like God is against you. But trust me, God is not excavating you, He's elevating you. When God begins to strip the surface, many of us walk around wearing lives we were never meant to carry. Expectations, false identities, image management, people-pleasing, layers of masks and defenses we call strength. But underneath it all, God sees the fragile soul crying to be known and loved. God sees you hiding behind your success, your fame, your fortunes, or your friendships, and everything else that you keep using to mask who you really are. So, He begins to break us away from everything that doesn't serve our purpose. He allows the job to fall through, the relationship to collapse, the illusion of control to shatter. Not because He's angry, but because He wants to get to the real you. The one made in His image, not the one shaped by fear, trauma, or culture. Brokenness is often God's scalpel, painful, precise, and necessary. And while it hurts, it also heals. The blessing hidden in breaking. Jesus once took 5 loaves and 2 fish, not to display wholeness, but to show the power of brokenness. Scripture says, "Then He broke the loaves." Matthew chapter 14, verse 19, ESV. The beauty of this story for me is that the miracle didn't start until the breaking did. The multiplication came after the division, breaking. What if your life is the same? God will often not multiply what we refuse to let Him break. And God cannot be mocked. He knows when we are being pretentious and when we are truly surrendering. When you surrender to the breaking, you open yourself to the blessing, the beauty, the becoming.